Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. As we embark upon the third week of this extended legislative session, the deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other House is Wednesday, June the 17th. House Bill 982 passed the Senate chamber with amendments to delay mandate to counties and cities. House Bill 982 addresses numerous issues pertaining to the insurance and firefighting community. More specifically, House Bill 982 revisits the code section that establishes the First Responders Health and Safety Act of 2019. This act was a mandate that was passed down last year, which required counties and cities to provide a defined benefit cancer policy for firefighters and law enforcement officers due to their occupational hazards. House Bill 982 established a revenue stream to help counties and cities pay for the policies. Yet, due to the negative financial impact COVID-19 is having on state funding streams and to the revenue streams of local government, the Senate chamber amended House Bill 982 to delay the mandate implementation of the First Responders and Healthy Safety Act until the year 2022 to give more time to find a funding source to assist counties and cities in funding the mandated cancer policies. Note, this measure will now transfer back to the House for concurrence or non-concurrence. Senate chamber amends and passes House resolution to continue with an extended legislative session. On Tuesday, June the 9th, the Senate chamber amended and passed House Concurrent Resolution 69, or HCR 69. The goal of this resolution is to allow the legislature to operate in an open-ended session in order to address any issues, possible federal funding, pertaining to COVID-19. The original resolution would give authority to the Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker of the House to call members back as late as December the 31st. However, the Senate's amended version requires the members to not be able to meet more than 6 days over the span of the remainder of the 2020 calendar year. The Senate language also only allows for the 2020 session to be extended until midnight of October the 10th. Note, the House concurred on the Senate's amending language to House Resolution 69, and the resolution will now head to the governor for consideration. COVID-19 negative impact to the economy forces state cuts. Homestead exemption reimbursement takes a hit. Due to the negative impact COVID-19 is having on state revenue collection, all state agencies are receiving a rough across-the-board 6.5% cut. This cut currently puts the homestead exemption reimbursement, which is in Senate Bill 2944, at $75,385,303. Last year, the homestead reimbursement was funded at $80,625,992. Compared to last year, this cut represents a $5,240,680 decrease in funding. Note, Senate Bill 2944 has passed the Senate chamber and now resides in the House chamber. Please continue to contact your local legislative delegation and inform them of the importance of reducing or removing the cut to the homestead exemption reimbursement. Senate chamber passes gap funding measure for local systems bridge program. On Friday, June 12th, the Senate chamber passed House Bill 379. This bill was amended to provide an additional use tax diversion of the total use tax collected at $1 million a month into the LSBP program, beginning August the 15th, 2020 until July 15th, 2022, to avoid a funding gap as the 5% LSBP use tax diversion continued to phase in and build up. Note, this measure will now transfer to the House chamber for concurrence or non-concurrence. This concludes this week's MAS legislative update. Please stay tuned for next week's update. Thank you.